Welcome to the Coder Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and in this episode, we're doing something a little bit different. You probably noticed the audio sounds a bit different from normal. That's because I'm trying this out on the Rode SmartLav Plus. So that's a lavalier microphone by Rode, and it's designed specifically to go into your mobile devices, so like a tablet or a smartphone or something like that. I do believe it will work on any kind of input that's both a combined microphone microphone and a headphone jack. So you'll notice it's the ones where the cord has like three bars on it. Anyway, I've got it essentially for if there's any times that I need to record some video and want to get some better audio. Say I'm recording through my camera. As well as just if I'm on the road and I want to record something, whether it be a podcast or a screencast on my laptop or something like that, I still want to get the good audio because while the Apple earbuds or earpods are okay, you know, with the mic, it's not too bad. You know, you could get away with it, but it's still pretty horrible. So I thought I'd try it out. It's quite inexpensive, at least in Australia here. It's about $80. You can find a little bit cheaper online. But it's a pretty good mic. So far, I thought it was pretty good. And I may start to do some more episodes while I'm commuting to and from work. There's a couple days where I go into the office and I've got around about an hour each way. So there's 2 hours a day that I could be recording an episode and getting some information out or even just some general thoughts. So I just wanted to touch on that. Hopefully you like the quality. I don't know if I'm going to stick with it. We'll see, but it's worth trying out and I'm going to see that. Hopefully it's decent enough that I can use it more, but I think it's a pretty cool mic. So if you want to check that out, that's the Rode SmartLav Plus. The next thing I wanted to talk about was where the podcast is going. So originally it started off I was going to be purely Q&A, so I'm going to be meeting with other web developers, designers, anyone who's building something on the web, and just have like a casual fireside over a coffee kind of chat thing about what they're up to, what makes them tick, anything like that. But to get my feet in the water, I decided I wanted to play around with some solo episodes, get rid of the nerves, all that kind of stuff, because I'd never done a podcast before. I've done a little bit of screencasting for clients and stuff for a while, and that kind of made me feel a little bit more confident. But just going out and doing the solo episodes, I thought, get that out of the way. But surprisingly, the solo episodes where it's just me running through a topic or a few topics or running through some news, a lot of people have been loving it, so I've kind of stuck with it. Now, the interviews are definitely not out the window. I have a bunch lined up, which I really need to follow up because I'd lined up a bunch of people, but I just haven't had the time to be able to get them just because of time zone things. So I've got people from the UK and people from America, and stuff like that, and as well as work hours and things like that. It made it a little bit hard to schedule them up. So I'm going to start focusing on that a bit more and just making sure I can get those interviews there because I've got some great ones lined up. So that's still going to happen. But I thought about doing something else. So I've got the news which is coming out every so often, and then I've got the normal episodes which come out every week. But I was thinking about doing an AMA. So this is kind of like if you listen to Shop Talk Show, they've got a rapid fire. But I was going to do this as purely like an AMA style. Like I listen to a lot of the ThoughtBot ones where it's Ben Orenstein does like this AMA where you can come on and ask him anything. So if you're not too sure about what an AMA is, it stands for Ask Me Anything. So people can submit any kind of questions that they want, whether it's directly to do with the web or anything like that, or how I handle my personal life outside of the web, or how I'm doing things to kind of break away from the web. Because I know it seems to be a couple camps with it. It's like people are trying to get out and do some more that outside of the computer, and then there's other people who are like, as soon as they're done, they're straight out doing something completely non-tech related. So I thought I'd introduce that. So if you do have any questions or anything like that, I'm going to be releasing, or at least I already have one at the moment, on a GitHub repo. Where you can submit questions and stuff like that, and I'll keep them documented there. But yeah, that's essentially it. I just wanted to kind of run through that. You know, this is a new setup that I'm going to be using from time to time, and where kind of things are at with Coder Catch-Up. Because, I mean, it's doing quite well. I'm surprised on the numbers that I'm getting and the consistent numbers, and it just keeps growing. So That's awesome. Not that I did this for the numbers. I did this personally for myself. And it's just something I like to do. I like to talk about the industry and things around the industry and technology and stuff like that. So anyway, that's essentially it. If you've got any questions or anything like that, please leave a tweet at CodaCatchUp or leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com, and we'll catch you at the next episode.